Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So the DA today went to nurses' offices and submitted 200,000 signatures. They want NERSA to reconsider the new tariff hikes that ESCOM is asking them to approve. It could be as high as 40%, affecting you and I, obviously. Kevin Milam is a DA spokesperson on energy and electricity. I really appreciate your patience and your time. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Lovely to be with you, Pamela.
So the march today was, you know, I framed it a little bit, but maybe from your perspective, what was it made of?
Well, we really wanted to highlight the outrage that is being felt by so many South African citizens at ESCOM's demand for a 36.15% tariff increase on top of the 4% increase that they've already received for under recovery in previous financial years that will be implemented from the beginning of next financial year.
And you submitted 200,000 signatures. You know, is this going to be an ongoing campaign?
It is indeed. We've got an online petition that has been running for a couple of months now, and that was the first batch of signatures that we submitted today, just under 200,000 signatures that we submitted, 193,000 and something signatures that we submitted. So a significant number of people who have expressed concern, outrage, and absolute anger that ESCOM, which has been so badly run for the past 17 years, has a temerity to demand a 40% increase in electricity pricing. It's making it a very binary choice for people. Do I put food on the table or do I buy electricity?
So we've heard the arguments that cheap electricity has been too cheap for too long comparative to other nations and where we are right now, especially, we know, also the corruption issues that ESCOM has also faced. And so everybody's saying, well, yes, it's all good. We understand that, you know, we as residents cannot afford it, but it has to increase these tariffs so that it can survive. What's your take on that?
Well, I think there's a certain part that is truthful in that ESCOM does need to increase its tariffs in order to survive. But they wouldn't be in this situation if they hadn't wasted the money that was entrusted to them over the last 17-odd years. So if we look at, for example, Medupi and Kusile, they were originally budgeted at 80 billion rand each, and they ended up costing South Africa more than 220 billion rand each. And that's just one example. Last week, I was at Vilke Village, where I was at a residential development that was built by ESCOM at a cost of 840 million rand to house the workers of Kusile. It is a state-of-the-art building that has been allowed to fall into rack and ruin. It was never completed. It has never been occupied. They spent 840 million rand on it, and it stands empty. We're talking about the same company that buys a roll of single-ply toilet paper for 26 rand a roll. Now, you and I can go to Spa or Checkers and pay 8 rand a roll for that. This is the kind of exorbitant behavior that it has been unchecked at ESCOM for so many years. And over and above, in addition to the money that ESCOM has paid out over the last several years, they've also received a 250 billion rand bailout for the last 10 years, and they've been awarded another 250 billion rand bailout for the next 10 years. So that's half a trillion rand that they're getting. And on top of that, they're then asking for a 40% tariff increase. And you have to say, where is all this money going?
So, I mean, obviously, I think all of us understand and agree with what you've just said. But as NERSA commences and starts its public hearings, what exactly are your formal submissions?
Well, there are a couple of things. First of all, we're calling on all South Africans to participate in those public hearings, to make their voices heard, and to make NERSA aware of the fact that electricity is becoming unaffordable. So that's the very first thing that we're asking for. The next is that we're calling on the Minister of Electricity and Energy, Sputla Ramakopa, to urgently review the electricity pricing policy and the free basic electricity policy. You know, these policies have been in place now for about 20 years, and they haven't been reviewed, they haven't been revisited, and it's high time that they were, that it was brought up to modern standards that cater for a more competitive energy market, which leads me to my third point. We need to get out of this monopolistic mindset that ESCOM has, that they determine the price of electricity for everyone. because the more competition we introduce, the more prices are going to come down. And we're seeing that on a daily basis. As IPPs are brought onto the system, the price of electricity that they generate is a lot cheaper than Eskom is able to generate for. So we need to encourage that. But Eskom acts as a monopoly and holds very tight to what they can demand for pricing, and that can't be sustainable. So we need to look at how do we make electricity more accessible, more affordable, and more sustainable for all South Africans.
Really appreciate your time. Kevin Milam is the DA spokesperson on energy and electricity.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.